Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Korach, the importance of being Levi. If we look in the book of Bamidbar, see different themes emerge. Sinning of the Jewish people, the organization of the tribes. But something we sometimes overlook are the Levites, the tribe of Levi. Matter of fact, we probably in general overlook the Leviim. But if we look throughout the book of Bamidbar, the Levites come up over and again. At the beginning, we're counting the Jews, but don't forget, count the Levites too. Don't count them with the Jews, but count the Kohen of Bnei Levi, do count the Levites. We have to transfer the sanctity of the Bechorim to the Levites, from the firstborn to the Levites, the Levim. We have to lift them up. Moshe gives them a literal bear hug. It lifts up the Levites to purify them and sanctify them. Then we have in the part of Bamidbar where everything seems to fall apart, the Levites play a role again. Instead of having proper Levites, there's the anti-Levite, the Levite who's not a Levite, the Levite who doesn't do a good job. That's Korach. We have Korach, the bad, the fallen Levi. Later, mentions Maaser, that the Levites should get a tithe, and they should take a tithe out of their tithe. It mentions the showdown of the tribe of Levi versus the other tribes, and the tribe of Levi won, represented by Aharon, who's a Kohen, but it's the tribe of Levi that won. And then, when you think we've kind of forgotten about Levites, that they're somehow not playing such an important role, one of the very last things in this book is the Arei Halevim, that there are 36 cities of Levites, and that too is an important point to end the book. Why? Apparently, the notion that there are Levites in our society is an important part of setting up the camp. What is this book about? It's a book of not supposed to be in the desert, it's on their way to the land of Israel. That's the idea of this book. And therefore, the beginning of the book is how to set up a proper community so that we can march forward to conquer the land of Israel. And the end of the book, we're back on track. In the middle of the book, we lose track. We lose our sights. And at the end of the book, we get back on track. As we get back on track, there have to be Levites. When you go to Israel, there are going to have to be special cities for Levites because Levites are important. It's important to have a Levi branch. What is a Levi? Well, if you look at the various expressions, a lot of different roles they seem to play. Sheret et Echav. He is to serve his brethren. Levite, like a Kohen, it's debated in the Talmud if a Kohen is a Shlucha Drachmana, Shlucha Didan. Is a Kohen our messenger? Is a Kohen God's messenger? So too, here it says, V'sheret edachav, the Levite is there to serve his brethren. And it also speaks of the idea of Hayuli Alvim, that the Levites are to God, that they are His, they belong to Him. We have the idea of their serving, v'sheret edachav, l'shartam. And we also have la'avod et avodat ha-mishkan, somehow to do the work of the Mishkan. Rabbis say that they just do the singing, the guarding, but that too is a type of avodah. In the Mishkan, in the desert, they carried the tabernacle. They play sort of an auxiliary role, almost a maintenance role in the Mishkan. It says, Bakatef Yisau, some carry on the shoulder. L'taharam, there's a notion of purifying them in Bahalotcha. V'shamru et Mishmer, they're there to guard the sanctuary, make sure that no one who's not supposed to come by comes by. And finally, Ulchaper al Bnei Yisrael, somehow their role is also to atone. It sounds like almost a Kohen type of role. Later, if we look in the book of Dvarim, we see Yorush, Batachal Yaakov, the Levite's role is also to be a teacher in Israel. And if you look at the rabbis, they speak of the Shoarim, those who, as we said, guarded, those who guard the gates, and the Mishorim, the singers, those whose role it is to sing on the steps of the Beit HaMikdash. So there are many roles that they play. And the question is, what is the Torah saying about our society? What do we need? Number one, it needs people who are in service. A certain number of people need to dedicate themselves to the holy service. Today, you might have rabbis and chazanim and presidents and sisterhood presidents, all kinds of gabaim, shamashim, involved in the holy work. In those days, they had their role as well. There always need to be some who are engaged in service. There's some who need to be purified above all others. Some who need to guard to make sure that right is right and wrong is wrong, and that the boundaries between them are not blurred. And finally, Mishorim, the Levites, we know ultimately are the singers, the sweet singers of Israel, the Shir Mizmor Korach, Shir LaAsaf, Mizmor LaAsaf, all these different singers who are Levites, the different families of Levites who brought the song. If you're having a society, you need to have a society where some dedicate themselves to God. There needs to be sort of a rabbi class. If you're having a society, there need to be some who guard right from wrong, who conserve the values on which we stand. And finally, you need Mishorim. You need some to bring the element of song to life. If there are people, everyone's simply working, and no one's dedicated to bringing song to life, perhaps the arts class, the class of those who bring joy and festivity and music to the world, if you don't have that, you can't have a good society. Our book is about setting up a just society, a good society, a high-minded society. Without the Levites, it just simply can't be done. While each individual has to be dedicated to these principles, ultimately, there have to be some who are fully dedicated, totally dedicated to this cause. How many? How many should be studying Torah? How many rabbis should there be? How much clergy should there be? The ratio, these are things we struggle with in society today. But there's no question that there needs to be a Levite class. The Rambam says any Jew could be a Levite in the sense that anyone can dedicate themselves to God. And without that, the journey will not be successful. The land of Israel won't be successfully established. And that's the book of Bamidbar is all about. It's about how do we set ourselves up as a general society, and how do we set up a learning, teaching, and holy class. Let us hope that in our own times, we can learn to not only set up a proper society, but also make sure we have a Levite segment, a Levite class as well. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz, for his help. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Join us each week for discussions of Parsha, various holidays, how-to Judaism, and more. And thank you for joining us. Thank you.